Gang members across the nation aren't just carrying guns these days. They're also armed with Twitter and Facebook. That's the focus of a study whose title really says it all, Internet Banging: New Trends in Social Media, Gang Violence, Masculinity, and Hip-Hop. It's co-authored by Desmond Patton. He's an assistant professor at the University of Michigan School of Social Work and the School of Information, and he's with us now. Desmond Patton, what was the focus of your study?
Sure. So the point of the study was to really deeply understand this new phenomenon where youth are engaging in a lot of different behaviors on social media. So just to give you some backstory, I'm a youth violence researcher, and I've been following youth in Chicago for quite some time in the neighborhoods, really trying to understand how they make sense of violence. And as I stay connected with these youth, they spoke a lot about their social media connections and who they're talking to and how their social media interactions influence a lot of their behaviors.
For better or for worse.
Absolutely. And so I wanted to learn more about that. And so I wrote a conceptual paper with some of my colleagues from the University of Chicago to better understand and put some parameters around this phenomenon. And so what we did was we did some textual analysis of YouTube videos and Twitter communications, and also engage with the computer-mediated communications literature to better understand this phenomenon more deeply.
Meaning what?
Yes, absolutely. And so essentially what we wanted to know is, what are the different ways in which youth are using social media? And to what extent is this a reappropriation of social media? Are they using it in ways in which social media was intended, or is this a different way in which youth are using social media?
What'd you find?
And we see that it's a little bit of both. And so, but in particular, some of the challenges around is that youth, in particular, youth that are living in violent urban neighborhoods are expressing their lived experiences in those neighborhoods. And so everything that's happening, everything that they're engaging with in their neighborhood is coming across on social media. And so they're talking about violence. They're talking about poverty. They're talking about crime. They're talking about what they see and also what they engage in.
And,
right?
And when they're doing this, what are they talking about? What are they sharing?
Yeah. And so they're talking about fights. They're talking about fights that they've been engaged in or fights that they're going to engage in. They're talking about people who have been killed or people that they may want to harm as well. They're talking about friends. They're talking about school. They're talking about being happy, about being sad. It's an array of things. But some of the challenges and the reason why I became very interested in it is because they are directly talking about taunts and making threats and things like that. And so I wanted to understand how and why that occurs.
So almost, you know, one thinks of you know, in West Side Story, the famous Jets and the Sharks number,
yes,
which was saying a lot about two gangs kind of squaring off.
Absolutely.
They're taking that today.
Absolutely.
And it's
yes,
on social media.
Absolutely. And the most notable interaction was between two rappers in Chicago. And this has been a reference point for gangs in Chicago for quite some time. So Chief Keef, who was a very well-known Chicago rapper, engaged in some Twitter beef or a battle with another rapper. And essentially the lesser-known rapper tweeted out his location and said, if you want to battle with me, meet me here. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, individuals did meet him there, and he was killed at the precise location in which he was
tweeting. This is the lesser rapper?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Which probably would not have happened if it had been so easy, had it not been so easy to tweet that out.
Absolutely. But again, this is the thing. Youth are bringing in how they negotiate and navigate community space. And so being tough is something that's very important when you're growing up in a Southside Chicago neighborhood. And you want to let people know that you're not afraid. And so you do the same things on Twitter.
Kids are doing that everywhere, aren't they, though? Aren't they carefully curating their public image on Twitter and on Instagram and Snapchat? I mean,
absolutely,
that's kind of a common theme with young people.
Very much so. Being popular and kind of creating your identity is very important on social media. It allows youth to kind of create or express multiple sides of themselves. And so you don't get to get the school self or their family self or their home self, but you get all of that and a self that they want to be as well.
But these kids you're looking at are in this tough urban environment, in this hip-hop environment, and danger and violence is a part of that.
Absolutely.
Is there any way for law enforcement to get in on this and to prevent to shut down violence.
Yeah, so law enforcement have actually been involved in monitoring social media for quite some time. And so they're kind of up on this at this point. Mm-hmm. I think the problem has been we don't have the empirical research to back up some of the strategies in which they're using. And so I think that one of the things that I hope to do with my own work is to probably intercede and intervene in ways that help youth better learn how to communicate in ways that are promotive, and to be able to intercept some of these communications and redirect them to social service agencies and people that are in the communities that can help them before they get to law enforcement. Because a part of the challenge is a lot of the communication is hard to interpret. So if I were to bring some posts to you, it would feel like Greek. The use of emojis, numbers, letters that to the naked eye may not make a lot of sense. And so I question the extent to which the police have a full understanding and interpretation of these tweets and Facebook posts.
It's a language you've learned to speak through your research.
Absolutely.
If I'm going too far off into the weeds, rein me back in. But it makes me think of the stories that we've heard about ISIS and how skilled they are at spreading their jihadist message through social media and winning recruits.
Yes.
Is that comparable to what you're seeing these kids doing
in the
gangs? It's
so interesting that you just bring this up. I just came back from the LA Gang Intervention Conference, and this particular incident came up. Absolutely. I think what we see is that social media is a way in which people have figured out this is a way to connect with young people. Young people spend their lives on social media, especially young people that are born digital, in which it's hard to distinguish between physical and virtual spaces. And so I think members of ISIS have figured out that this is a place in which they can recruit people because this is where they're located.
And we know they're doing it. So what do we take away from this? I mean, it's happening. Good luck trying to shut it down because someone else will pop up with another account.
Yeah.
What's the answer, Desmond?
Yeah, so I think it's complicated. But I think it's not necessarily the case that we should be shutting it down.
Okay.
I think that youth are really trying to communicate something to adults that we are missing. I think that youth are telling us a lot about who they are, what they're involved in, what they're engaged in, what they're doing. And I think that adults are the ones that are kind of like, I don't know if this is right. Or they're the ones that are giving us pushback. But youth are really bringing us into their world.
Are they really?
They want
us involved? They want adults involved?
So I'm not sure to what extent they want adults involved.
Yeah, right.
but I would say that they are willing to communicate their lives. And issues around privacy become very complicated. I think that youth aren't necessarily intending to share as much, but because of this, you know, confusion and complexity around virtual and physical spaces, it happens. And so I think that what we need to think very critically about is, what are we dealing with here? And how can we use the information that we are privy to in this space to better support youth and help youth, as opposed to criminalizing youth and not using information to better support them?
And that actually leads to what I want to ask you.
Yeah.
What should we take away from your research? And also, what do you want to keep exploring?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think some of the takeaways are that youth, particularly youth who are growing up in very challenging communities, are expressing themselves in great ways. They're bringing us into their worlds. They're giving us very clear ideas of how they have to navigate violence and crime and poverty in their neighborhood context. And so I think that we need to think about that as a privilege and not necessarily as a point of criminalization, and that we could perhaps think very critically and deeply about how can we help youth? How can we intervene in the lives of youth based on what they're willing to share? So some of the work that I've been following a recently deceased gang member in Chicago that made headline news because she was a female gang member that was an assassin and had a very large Twitter following. And this young woman, although she was quite dangerous, and so I don't want to negate the fact that she did a lot of challenging things and harmed and hurt a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
She was also expressing hurt and pain and would say things like, people don't know my pain. And when her best friends were killed, who were also in gang members, she emoted on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So it was really kind of bringing us into that space. And so I think that that's an interesting kind of space to be in. And what can we do with that? And I think that adults and police can think about ways to wrap around services using social media as a data point. And so some of my next steps is to better understand this phenomenon more deeply. And so I'm working with data scientists. I'm a qualitative social work researcher. I'm working with data scientists to fully understand this and to perhaps think about the development of interventions that can understand how youth are communicating, right? And so I'm working with folks in Chicago at the YMCA to interview youth about social media, about violence, and to have them also explain the communications in Twitter posts and in Facebook posts, and then use that information to work with data scientists that can then develop algorithms to detect what's happening. And then perhaps that information can be sent to social workers and health practitioners to better support youth.
Even church, if it's at whatever's in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Interesting, interesting research. Desmond Patton's study, Internet Banging, New Trends in Social Media, Gang Violence, Masculinity, and Hip-Hop, is published in the journal Computers in Human Behavior. Desmond is an assistant professor at the U of M School of Social Work and the School of Information. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.